Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Stacy St. Clair is in Kenosha tweeting this morning about the proceedings in the courtroom as the jury deliberates, but also asks for some assistance from the judge. So, Stacy, what's going on in the courtroom today?
Hi, John. The jury just sent a note to the judge asking that if they want to watch a video, do they have to do it in the courtroom or can they watch it in their deliberations room? And the judge is of the belief that there's no problem with the jury watching it in the jury room, but there's some agreement among the attorneys that Wisconsin law is fairly clear that the jury has to come back into the courtroom and have the video played for them. So they're researching right now how many times the video can be played, if there's any restrictions on that. But it's clear that the jury is still working through some video evidence.
I like the idea of them having, you know, some sort of computer, or heck, a VCR, some sort of recording device, and them going back over, you know, talking amongst themselves as they do, no, wait, this is this. But I can't imagine them doing that in the courtroom, in the jury box there. So then would everybody have to leave? I mean, how did they get to have a real-time conversation about the video as it's being played?
Exactly. And in Illinois courts, the cases that I've covered that have involved video, this hasn't been a problem. The jury, you know, gets the video, gets some kind of TV in their jury room, and they, you know, typically pick the youngest person on the jury to be in charge of technology. And
yeah, right.
That person plays the video over and over again. It's a little bit different here in Wisconsin, and you're right. Like, it does raise questions of, like, how can they have this sort of free-flowing conversation about it? The judge is also looking into who can be in the courtroom when it's played. He's already suggested it won't be the media. And they're just looking in to see who it's going to be, because the jury is in the middle of deliberations. Like, we're not supposed to witness their deliberation.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's kind of my point. So maybe they could all march back in there, sit there, ask for a piece of video to be played back, then get back up and go into the room. But, I mean, that just does not seem to be the best way to do that business. Do we know what video they're talking about? Is it the drone footage?
We don't know. They did not specifically say which video, but the defense has already proactively said, if it's the drone footage, we don't want it. And we don't want them to be able to see it because they're still fighting a mistrial over the drone footage. And the prosecution said, if it's the drone footage, play it as many times as they want, essentially.
Yeah.
Because the drone footage is the key to their provocation case.
Right. Well, if it seems to me like if they've seen it once, they can see it 1,000 times. The case will be there for the defense at any point in time, that the whole trial should be thrown out because the prosecution did not play by the rules. Let them make the decision. And was it that they had not shared the video with the defense in time? Was that the issue, Stacy?
So this video appeared via an anonymous source they now know in the middle of the trial. And the defense claims that when the prosecution sent it to them, it was a lower resolution version than what the prosecution had, and that it was slightly shorter. I can't say that either side is, you know, arguing the correct thing. I didn't get a copy of the video from the prosecution, but there have been some technical difficulties in the past with the defense using their Dropbox to get videos.
Just like the rest of us. But in this case, it's more critical. I just wonder if it's a difference with a distinction with a difference. That is, maybe it's a little shorter. Is what's missing all that important? Does the resolution necessarily change it? If you didn't get the exact same video, but you got video, is that good enough? I guess the judge will have to decide on that, too. We don't know what his ruling is on that yet, huh?
Right. He has not ruled on the mistrial motion. That motion was filed just a few minutes, really, before closing arguments began.
Yeah.
And there was no way he was going to halt closing arguments to consider that motion when the prosecution hadn't even responded to it. So a mistrial is something he can declare, you know, at any point. He can, if there's a verdict that he thinks is unfair, he does have the power to overturn the verdict, as long as it's, you know, if it's, he can overturn it guilty.
Understood. Understood. Stacey St. Clair in Kenosha. Okay. I'll continue to follow you and bug you. Thanks for the update and the heads up on all that, Stacey.
Sure. Anytime.